Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. The most interesting shailas make its way to the desk of Rav Zilberstein Shlita. And the following question was posed to him. There's a nurse whose practice was to always daven for the children she would care for. And she once had twin boys that were born to parents named Yitzchak and Rivka. And they were secular Jews living in Eretz Israel, but they thought it was cute when they had twins, since their names were Yitzchak and Rivka, to name their children Yaakov and Esav. And when the child Esav got sick, she had to daven, wanted to daven for the child, but felt very uncomfortable mentioning Esav as a name. Was it even a name that's chal on such a child? So she wasn't sure how to daven for such a child and mention Esav ben Yitzchak. So she had sent the question to Rav Zilberstein. Rav Zilberstein made a couple of suggestions. I would like to make a different suggestion. How to perhaps daven for such a child. And it's based on the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Dalad Amin Aleph. The Gemara tells us that Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Chista, Kol Mevakesh Rachamim Al Chavero. A person davens on behalf of their friend, Ein Tzarech Lahazkir Shemo. You don't have to mention their name, because it says Shenemar, when Moshe was davening for the Negetzeras of her of Miriam, it says Kel Na Rifa Na La. Doesn't mention her name. When you daven in the presence of the chola or the chola, you don't have to mention their name. And it's brought down in halacha and Shulchan Aruch that in the presence of a chola, you don't have to mention their name. If you're not in their presence, you do have to mention their name. So the etza for this nurse, perhaps, if she were to daven in the room, in the presence of the child, so she would not have to mention his name and just daven that the child gets better. And there is a raya for this concept based in Chassam Sofer and his Perish on Parshas Toldos. Pasuk tells us that when Yitzchak and Rivka were davening for a child or children, so it says that Vayeta Yitzchak LaHashem, that Yitzchak davened to Hashem LeNochach Ishto. Nochach Ishto was facing his wife Rivka. So why does it say LeNochach Ishto? So the Chassam Sofer explains that Yitzchak didn't want to mention Rivka ben her Rivka bas her parents, bas Pesuel, bas her mother. He didn't want to mention her parents' names because they were shy. So how did he avoid this? He avoided this by davening in her presence, l'nochach ishto, because the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamadal tells us if you're in the presence of the chola, those who need rachman, you don't need to mention their